This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ask for breaking news. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I walk
along the avenue. We just tweeted this out about 20 minutes ago. It's got 758 retweets. It needs 10,000. You're doing a great job, folks. At Real Donald Trump tweeted at him, bombshell, Comey caught perjuring himself to Congress, contradicts own memo, no one trying to block Russia investigation. This proves everything Trump has said. This is so massive. Bombshell, Comey caught perjuring himself to Congress, contradicts own memo. Everybody else is retweeting it. I want to thank General Deplorable and everybody else that's taking action. I've got Corsi in this segment, a little bit into the next. Then we've got Doug Hagman with all his great intel in the Northeast with his law enforcement sources about where this is going. But getting into the article, defeating deep state mainstream media planning coup d'etat, counterintelligence step one, change the subject. What's amazing is the Democrats and others admit they're lying and trying to overthrow Trump. They know this is targeting dumbed-down people. So how do we get around that? The truth doesn't seem to work against it. So what do we do, Dr. Corsi?
Well, this is the point. I'm laying out a strategy, which, you know, is a technical counterintelligence strategy as to how you beat a propaganda campaign that's aimed at you, a propaganda campaign aimed at Trump on Russian collusion. I'm saying the first thing is you can't beat it with facts. By proving that there's no evidence doesn't stop the propaganda campaign. Now, changing the subject does. And the first step, appointing a special counselor who has to get to the next step to become a prosecutor, still has to establish even that a crime was committed. And I sent you the authorizing jurisdiction. You can look at even any matters that arise from the investigation, like maybe it was others who were actually colluding with the Russians, including Hillary Clinton and Podesta. But this changes the subject, because now any new information...
Oh, that's the headline. Now I get what you were trying to tell me last night and this morning. I was being dense. Mueller can investigate anybody, and this is actually what Trump's been wanting, so maybe Trump shouldn't get so upset, because now they really are in bed with the Russians.
Well, see, the point is that the way this is written, if you look at it very carefully, it says, first of all, that they're going to link, they're going to investigate the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of President Trump. And, number two, any matters that arose or may arise directly from the investigation, such as that it was Hillary Clinton and Podesta that were coordinating. And these are the kinds of issues, or that it was Seth Rich, the guy who was killed, the DNC, who may have handed over the 44,000 emails to Podesta. All that under point two is within the subject matter of what the special counselor, or look at the top, it's special counselor, it's not special prosecutor. It says in C, a special counselor believes it's necessary and appropriate, he may then proceed to prosecute. But the authority to prosecute is not yet given, because there's no establishment yet of a crime. Now, President Trump may feel this was written against him and should have also included Hillary and Podesta and the others. But what it does is it changes the subject, because now any new evidence that comes up, all the White House has to say is it's under investigation. We're going to let that proceed with the special counselor. This is going to take a long time. It's not going to be done in a week. And it diverts the entire advance of the propaganda mem in the sphere of the mainstream media.
Sure. So then why is Trump upset about it?
Well, Trump probably doesn't like the fact there's a special counselor mentioning him by name in point one. And he probably hasn't thought it all the way through yet. But in fact, it's a very, very sophisticated move to stop the Democrats from developing this story every day in their partner, the mainstream media. That's now blocked.
All right, let me ask you about the rumors that this could be a deep state move to destabilize Trump, make him resign, and then put Pence in, who they've been keeping, you know, out of the whole Russian thing since day one. Let me ask you about that straight ahead.
And we've got to get to these other steps that he can take, because it's very important.
All right, and we'll get to those, and we'll also hit the FCC demonstration today, where they called for InfoWars to be banned with signs.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Here's Chuckie Schumer.
The topic of Mr. Comey. If the president has tapes of his conversation with Mr. Comey, we ought to be able to review those tapes as well to see if the president pressured the FBI director to shut down an active investigation. The Times reported that Mr. Comey kept contemporaneous memos of his conversations with the president. And Mr. Comey has a reputation for accuracy in those memos.
So if the Attorney General or senior officials at the Department of Justice opposes a specific investigation, can they halt that FBI investigation?
In theory, yes.
Has it happened?
Not in my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something that, without an appropriate purpose. I mean, we're oftentimes, they give us opinions that we don't see a case there, and so you ought to stop investing resources in it. But I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for a political reason. That would be a very big deal. It's not happened in my experience.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know,
to?
But I, from what
told they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community. We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking. Without the intelligence community, we wouldn't have discovered it.
Oh, no, we wouldn't have discovered the foreign outside enemy force overtaking the country like globalism, right, Schumer? So notice you got Schumer 2 days ago saying, thank goodness for Comey, he's the best guy. He's so known to be so accurate, these memos. When Schumer said he's horrible, he should be fired over and over again just a few months ago, and Hillary just 2 weeks ago. But now, oh, Comey's their best friend ever, and, you know, we need these tapes. And then we play you a tape from May 3rd of Comey saying never happened, didn't happen, 2 months after this supposed memo. You could not discredit Schumer more. Then we cut to a clip of Schumer with President-elect Trump saying, watch out, the intelligence community has a way to bring you down. Clapper said, shut your mouth. Brennan said, shut your mouth. I mean, the arrogance of these people is incredible. Dr. Corsi, finishing up with your article on Infowars.com, Defeating the Deep State, the Battle Plan, Mainstream Media Plan, Coup d'etat, Counterintelligence, Step 1, change the subject now with a special counsel who can also investigate the Democrats. Step 2, what else?
Well, if you just take a look, I mean, this is how you basically get this Russian collusion mem to recede into the background. Just truth isn't going to do it. Let's take for an example, let's say that it develops that it's justified and necessary to have a war with North Korea, that we have to attack North Korea. Now, I'm not recommending that we do attack North Korea, and I'm saying as an example only, let's assume it comes to the point where it's absolutely necessary to attack North Korea to reduce their nuclear capacity. The minute that happens, the news cycle is going to get 100% taken by the North Korean attack. And the mem on Russian collusion disappears immediately. There's no oxygen for it. That's an example of changing the subject. Next week, President Trump's going to go on this overseas trip. Saudi Arabia, the Vatican, he's going to end up in Israel. Going to go to Belgium for a NATO's meeting. He's going to be in Italy with the G7. He's got plenty of opportunity to change the subject, to force the mainstream media to cover the news he's creating in foreign policy. And the Russian collusion mem now goes in the background because we say, wait a minute, well, that's all Mueller. We can't talk about it anyway. It's under investigation. It's all going to be referred into Mueller. And by the way, anybody who leaks anything like these notes from Comey or anything else is now committing a crime violating the special counsel and violating the potentially might create a grand jury. So, you know, you've got a new crime created for any more leaks. All the conversation of the Russian collusion has to go in the background.
Sure.
Because it's now been referred to the...
Is that an accurate statement I've seen from MSM that Mueller's known for going after leakers? Because these are the known crimes being committed, and they're using the supposed leak to make stuff up. They're using the national security dome as a way to actually manufacture frauds that can't be pierced because they hide behind that wall. And I think this is a great example of this memo that's come out that they won't even show us, that in the time frame of 2 months after the FBI director at the time contradicts himself. I mean, what do you think is really going on here?
Well, first of all, the point I'm trying to make is that the power of the presidency is so great and so extensive that the president can change the subject anytime the president wants to. In the Clinton administration, it was the Wag the Dog movie, if you remember.
Sure, blowing up aspirin factories, you name it, the thing what Trump did with the missile strikes in Syria.
I'm saying if it's done legitimately, not as a wag the dog. I'm not advocating a wag the dog.
I understand.
But if it comes out legitimately that we have to take action militarily in North Korea, immediately 100% of the news cycle gravitates to that subject. And the Russian mem is pushed to the background.
And we're not calling for that. The point is, those are the type of things that could come to the fore. What are other current crises that are going on that the president could go after and legitimately distract from this giant anti-American lie that is publicly designed to bring down the country into globalism?
Well, let's say the president goes into Israel and comes out of Saudi Arabia with an agreement there's going to be a type of a NATO formed among the cooperating Muslim countries to go after ISIS, and Israel agrees to apply intelligence to it. There's new potential that there could be a breakthrough in the Middle East fighting IRIS with, you know, ISIS, with a combination of Israel in the background and the Saudis, perhaps the you know, other forces.
Sure, that'll be seen as another giant victory. And, of course, the word is that's why they leaked this fake thing that Trump leaked info on Israel about the bombs and laptops when it was in the news 3 months ago, was, again, to try to spin the narrative going into Israel because they don't want Trump to be able to make deals and have peace.
But it's going to be the news coming that the president has the ability to generate news that will command the attention of the media. Even the image of Air Force One landing in Saudi Arabia and Israel, landing in Brussels. This is the kind of news that's going to dominate, has to be covered. It's going to have to be shown on NBC and CBS and CBS. And will be covered by the mainstream media. And the, you know, the public not following all the details of these crises are going to see the general image of the president being presidential and creating international policy, which they like. It's the same thing in the domestic era. The president comes back and either signs new executive orders or implements them, reducing crime.
Absolutely. Now, let me shift gears here. What about having the attorney general do his job and go after the Clintons for Chinagate, which is open and shut? They've been on their payroll, as you know, for almost 30 years. Missile secrets, you name it. What about going after them for the pedo-gate and Jeffrey Epstein? What about going after them for all the other crimes they've committed? What about the best defense being a good offense?
All good ideas. But the point is, when you're combating a disinformation campaign, you've got to shift the subject. You can't rearrange the furniture in the room. In other words, to say, well, the Clintons did this or the other people did that. It's pointing fingers around, but you don't shut that dynamic down. You don't shut it down. I mean, this is a psychological technique.
Well, I don't know. I think Hillary getting indicted, I think that'll change the subject real quick. I agree.
It would, but I'm saying, you know, somebody comes into a marriage counselor and says, I think I've got marriage problems. Well, that's now 3 years of marriage counseling, and, you know, nothing ends up changing in the marriage, as opposed to somebody saying, I want a divorce. I've got a lawyer. Now everything's changed. I'm trying to find the kinds of techniques that work to change everything immediately.
Sure, let's shift gears, and I'm going to continue to check in with you as articles break. What about this whole other story that's on Infowars.com of the FCC protest, Occupy FCC, run by this George Soros-funded group, with ban Infowars signs, ban Breitbart signs, ban Drudge signs. We'll put that article from Infowars.com up on screen as soon as we can for TV viewers. And then you go to their actual website, they call for us to be banned. We've got members of Congress. That's why they're trying to call me fake news and do all this stuff to try to get us to, you know, shut down, is because they want to set the precedent for this. This is crazy. What do you think is going on here?
Well, and by the way, we did this very quickly this morning. Kit put it together, but if you would put my byline on there as well, because I wrote the copy on this. It's a very important article because you've got the protesters out there. Makes it clear that net neutrality is about censorship. It's about banning InfoWars. It's about banning Breitbart. And what my article says in the text of it is that this is the direction it's been going from the beginning.
And there's their sign, stop the hate, regulate. And that's the Soros-funded Occupy FCC group that's going to the house of the head of it and everything else. It's crazy.
Right, or perhaps maybe I wrote an article. I'd like my article to be posted, the one I sent to Kit. I'll send it again because I did a narrative.
No, listen, they've been scrambling. We're trying to hire more folks. Kit's doing the job of eight people. We'll get your article up with the photos as well.
It came in so fast. I'll resend it again.
Yeah, here's your article. Alt-left demonstrators at FCC support Obama-era net neutrality censorship rules with ban Drudge and ban InfoWars and ban Breitbart signs. Yeah, I mean, that's it. Like Soros-funded Democrats want Drudge banned at FCC. I mean, there's the headline. There's your article. I've got it, even though it hasn't been fully posted. I think what happened is Kit was already on it as that was happening, and it's kind of added your stuff in. But we'll post that separately with the photos as well. I'm trying to hire two or three people to help Kit. He's kind of taken on the job of editor and everything else.
I'm not complaining. What I wrote in there I think is very important to be published because
it will be.
It ties it together to explain to people that net neutrality is not about net neutrality. It's a cleverly
phrased. That's right. We support net neutrality. Obama called the takeover of the internet last year net neutrality. That's not what it is.
It's not. It only affects.
And the people there protesting from the Democrats have signs saying ban the hate on official website and official signs, and then handmade ones saying ban Drudge, ban InfoWars. This is crazy. All right, Dr. Corsi, thank you so much. They hate us because we'll show you a clip of Comey saying that nobody tried to influence the investigation 2 months after he wrote this memo saying the opposite. We'll expose perjury. We have a memory. By the way, Corsi wrote the story about the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. That's now confirmed again today.
About this, your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
No, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5757. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757.
Syndicated talk show host, author, researcher, police and law enforcement trainer, Doug Hagman of HagmanReport.com is our guest. I appreciate him holding while I had Corsi finish up with that breakdown. He'll be with us for the rest of the hour. There is so much to get into. I got a lot of questions for Doug, but I want to get his gestalt, the waterfront of where we're at right now. And in the next few segments, I've got a bunch of clips with Democrats going, this is deep state. We're going to bring Trump down, and we're going to shut down the free press, and we're going to kick the Republicans out of Congress. We're going to take the whole government over. Everybody's a Russian. And, of course, there are some Russians trying to manipulate our elections. Every country does that to other countries. But we had all the globalists piled up on America trying to force-feed Hillary. The communist Chinese, the Pope, the EU, all of them. I mean, hell, Obama runs over to Europe trying to stop Le Pen. What do they go? Oh, the election's thrown out. Obama's over here. That's part of politics. But it's not. So, again, we're joined by Doug Hagman here, HagmanReport.com. This is a short segment, long segment coming up, but I'm going to go through even Kucinich saying it's a deep state takeover. Jonathan Turley saying it. WikiLeaks saying it. Colonel Schaefer saying it because it's the truth. But let's find out what's front and center for him. He's also pointed out this big Turkish attack on Armenians, the Armenian genocide, the Turk ambassador's house. They won't even allow peaceful protesters. They beat them up in front of everybody. This is who we're allied with against Christians, and that's why they hate Trump. Because Pence has given the speeches about Christian genocide and all that's happening. That's why the globalists hate him. So what do you think is really going on with all this craziness right now, Doug?
Oh, Alex, well, first of all, thanks for having me. Second of all, to continue the thought, continuation of thought with Dr. Corsi, I trace this meme of this attack against Donald Trump and his legitimacy, of course, directly to the lap of Obama as a minion of the deep state. And one thing, the clip that you showed with Charles Schumer talking there on the House or Senate floor, it would be nice if he himself would admit to being of counsel to an organization called American Oversight. It's a 501c3 corporation or 501c3 entity, nonpartisan supposedly, but it was founded by Austin Evers and Melanie Sloan. Austin Evers is a former State Department lawyer under Obama. Melanie Sloan, of course, is a former federal prosecutor, worked for Schumer himself, and of counsel there is Schumer. But that entity there, of which Schumer is part and parcel to, is the engine supplying the legal ammunition against Donald Trump via the ethics route. That's number one, of course. And of course, people have to understand that this is a war of optics indeed, as Dr. Corsi pointed out and you pointed out. And the optics here are going to look very bad if people are solidified into just this MSNBC narrative or CBS-NBC narrative.
It's total lies. It is just a wall of fraud.
Exactly. And speaking of lies, and this is something I've not heard anyone at all talk about, but, I take that back. I believe Hannity might have mentioned this, but I was talking with a couple of federal prosecutors here this week. If Comey, and this is so important, if FBI Director Comey, as FBI Director, had maintained contemporaneous notes, and if he did what he said he did, and that is to write down his memorandum of the conversation he had with Donald Trump, and did not take that to the Justice Department right then and there.
That's obstruction.
That is 18 U.S.C. Section 4, misprison of felony. And as an agent of the government, it's a violation of 28 U.S.C. Section 1361, which requires a person of his position.
And so what that really tells us is this. Either Comey never believed it was real obstruction of justice and is now letting them use this memo out of context to claim that. That's fraud against the country and the president and a bunch of other crimes. Or he did commit the obstruction of justice by not bringing it to the Justice Department and the file number.
That's right. He's trying to straddle a barbed wire fence here, and he's going to have to make a decision one way or the other. Certainly, he's not going to.
This is a bombshell. Let's talk about these prosecutors, because I mean, I've mentioned that. I've seen that. It is true that if he thought that was happening, he had to bring it to the Justice Department immediately, or he's basically obstructing justice. He's aiding and abetting. So what are they saying needs to happen?
Well, somebody is going to need to pressure, and this is going to have to come from the Department of Justice, the current Justice Department, to go in and to subpoena the records from Comey to determine whether or not those were contemporaneous records, and then from there, use that perhaps as a leverage.
Stay there, because you're an expert on this, I know. Let's walk through then how you think this could break, because you were the guy that broke here on the whole WikiLeaks and the laptop and the pedophile stuff, the underage girl, which all came out. So you've got great sources. Where do they think this is going with Doug Hagmann? Stay with us, folks.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt it in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I want all the listeners to understand something. I never thought I'd be in this position, but this is not about being a talk show host. It's not about being popular. This is now war. And the Democrats admit it's a war. I've been telling you it's a war. They now say it's a deep state war to bring Trump down because he's actually trying to turn our economy on. And it's going with policies of production and of family and of an honorable civilization and of the president actually being the president. He killed TPP. He got a conservative justice on. He's over delivered. But a lot of people want to jump on the bandwagon that he's not perfect or, oh, he's done for. Let's move on, because you don't want to be associated with somebody that's destroyed. I'm not comparing Donald Trump to Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ was destroyed and rose again. George Washington lost for 4 or 5 years and then finally won the last year. I support Trump more now that he's got a bunch of hyenas all over him. He's done some stuff I don't like, and when he does that, I'll criticize it. But they hate him because he's real and not out to get this country, and everybody should be praying for him. Comey. Knowingly got up there in Congress and said nobody tried to influence him and that no one had said that, and that was not true. 2.5 months after he wrote a memo saying Trump tried to get him to drop the investigation. Now, he lied to Congress, or the memo's a lie. He's done. You imagine if Trump had been caught doing something like this. This is baloney. And I'm so sick of people like Comey putting on that good guy act and all the rest of it. He sat there while the Clintons and Obama committed so many crimes, it's ridiculous. And we're sick of it. And look, I don't expect our government to be perfect. But to just try to have a prosperous, good, decent nation, that's the sin of the New World Order. It wants to end success. It wants to end a middle class. It wants to have a stagnant, top-down society. And that's why our own agencies, who I've been big critics of them, but in this election, they were MVPs getting intel, the American people, to defeat Hillary because she was so bad. Our military said no to backing al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria 4 years ago. They finally hit rock bottom and found their soul again. So I want to commend the government when it does the right thing, but Trump is so obviously hated by the corrupt elites. We're going back to Doug Hagman here in a moment. Here's breaking news. U.S. forces strike pro-regime forces in Syria. U.S. aircraft conduct airstrike on Syrian army convoy. The U.S. sent aircraft strike Syrian regime vehicles today. Violated a deconfliction zone set up around Al-Tanf, an army base where special forces are training Syrian militants. Syrian militias. CBS News national security correspondent David Martin reports. That's exactly what I was worried about. McMaster wants 150,000 troops. He's got Marines and heavy artillery, about 20,000 troops. They told the president, we need these as a backup in case Syrian forces, while we're driving out ISIS, come and try to attack us. Well, the Syrian forces were coming in that direction, if you believe this report out of CBS News and the Associated Press, and so our aircraft had to take them out. Will this escalate now into a bigger crisis? Because you know Trump didn't authorize this. You know that this was already demarcation lines set up. And do you really think that the Syrians crossed that line knowing it would bring the United States in? Is this a provocation, a Gulf of Tonkin-like event to get us into something wider? Or is this what Corsi was talking about an hour ago to me on the phone last night about distracting from those trying to bring the country down? I'm not a Machiavellian. I don't support stuff like this. I'm not saying this is going on, but it doesn't look good. But then when Trump still's cutting the taxes and securing the border and going after ISIS and standing up for Christians being murdered and not letting them sexualize children, arresting pedophiles by the thousands, I go, wow, kind of glad he struck that base and got him off his back. But when does that end, you see? What happens when our guy starts using dirty tricks against the bad guys? Doesn't he become them? I don't know what's going on at this point. This may just be that the Syrian forces belligerently went into a U.S. area and this happened, but that's the danger. The Syrian regime has violated the zone two times the past few days, Martin reports. That means they were warned. In one incident, 37 regime vehicles drove within 18 miles of Al-Tanf, which breached a 35-mile radius of the army convoy. U.S. aircraft attempted to buzz the regime and the convoy, but then the convoy didn't turn around. They conducted an airstrike against some of the vehicles. Is this them probing? In the second incident, an army unnamed Syrian Su-22 fighter bomber entered the de-escalation zone and was intercepted by a pair of F-22 fighter aircraft. It remains unclear as to why the Syrians violated the zone. Martin reports that Syrian forces are pushing eastwards towards the Euphrates River Valley, which hints the idea that the regime may have been doing reconnaissance on their flank. Yeah, the United States is pushing al-Qaeda and ISIS out with the Russians. The Syrians want to take back the country and not have the U.S. come back in and hand it over to somebody else. Because the word is once they've kicked them out, al-Qaeda, ISIS, they're going to break up Syria into three parts, which is what Assad agreed to do or at least hold elections. So it looks like the military that made deals with Assad 4 years ago is getting ready to hold him to it. And that's the word from Trump is, hey, they were supposed to get rid of those chemicals. They're at the base. We bombed them to let them know we mean business. But then McMaster says we're going to take out ISIS and we're going to take out Assad. Trump says, no, that's not what we're doing. 3 days after I told you that was what he was planning, because I had my sources very high level. Let's just say that. That was from the president. But we'll just stop right there. So the president is dealing with people not following his orders. At least that's what it looks like to me. But then can McMaster or others trick him into a larger battle? But then that becomes a distraction from all the Russiagate stuff. And so is it a good thing? No, because I don't want to use a war to save the country, because we'll end up destroying the country in the end. Doug, we're all over the map. I want to get back to the bombshell info you were laying out, talking to federal prosecutors about the fact that if Comey thought there was obstruction of justice or an attempt to stop the investigation, he'd have to report that to the Justice Department, or he would become an obstructor, aiding and abetting and a partner and an accomplice to the crime. I want to go back to that in a moment. Doug Hagman of Hagman & Hagman, thehagmanreport.com. But this new information, U.S. aircraft conduct strikes on Syrian army convoy, this is big.
You know, and that's a win-win for the deep state, in my view, because the media, one of the enemies, of course, of the Trump administration, enemies of constitutional liberty, can say, all right, that strike is a PR move. It's a move to distract from the special counsel being appointed.
Oh, they would do it to then claim it's a false flag by Trump.
Right. And then, of course, that helps the military, of course, in two ways. Number one, the armament supply. And second of all, it further erodes the support for Assad. So you've got, I mean, this is a beautiful tactic, an eloquent tactic by the deep state, in my view, if that's what it is.
Sure. Just like 3 days ago, they come out and say that he leaked intel to the Russians about laptop bombs that were on the news 3 months ago, totally made up, but they just don't care. It shows that the deep state is right there at point-blank range. My word is, through the NSA, it's McMaster.
Well, exactly. And Donald Trump and the people who actually support Donald Trump are busy playing whack-a-mole with the leakers and with the people who are on the inside attempting to take him down from the inside. You've got to watch McMaster, and of course you've been very good at identifying people like Priebus and Paul Ryan and others.
That's not hard.
but Donald Trump has got a real big problem with the people. He's neck deep in the swamp. And his friends are...
And then we're bitching at him that he's got a crocodile on his leg and a boa constrictor around his neck.
Yeah, exactly. So in that with that particular set of news, and I would expect to see more of that, and in particular with respect to the military and intelligence end of things, I would expect to see some things happening with Hezbollah. Watch Hezbollah, too, making some moves in Israel and the Middle East and such, and even in Syria. So this is kind of a multifaceted prong attack against Donald Trump and against the optics. Again, it's all about optics to the American people, because the average person who's got their television channel stuck on CBS or NBC or MSNBC, all they hear is impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. You know, Al Green gets up on the House floor and says, oh, we've got to impeach Donald Trump. But going back to the narrative, which really began after inauguration, shortly thereafter, when they cited the 25th Amendment Section 4, now they're citing, when they couldn't really get traction with that, now they're citing, okay, we've got some, from Anderson Cooper to Chris Matthews and Rachel Maddow, we've got some real dirt here. We've got some real crimes taking place. And this is what my federal sources are saying. Look, there are factions within the FBI. It's chaotic there. Fist fights, maybe? You know, I mean, it's almost gone to fist fights in the FBI. It's that segmented because of this. Now, having said all of that, going back to what I said originally, when I spoke with one federal prosecutor who asked that I'd not use her name, she said, look, the big thing, a big deal on this Comey situation is focus on the 18 U.S.C. Section 4 misprison of felony, because that, if Comey is telling the truth, and if Comey, in fact, has that memo, and did so contemporaneous to that event, then he was obligated by law and by his position, and he knows this, where he should have taken that whole memo that he dictated contemporaneously, taken that, walked it over to the DOJ, and said, look, we've got a problem here.
And that's right, because then he's either obstructing or he's involved in blackmail and has opened up his own influence peddling operation.
Exactly. But you cannot use, and this is, look, federal prosecutors deal with us all of the time. You cannot use this as a method of extortion. You cannot put this in a drawer for use 3 months later, as Comey did. And I don't hear, I don't hear too many people talking about this.
Sure, but how much trouble is he in saying 2 months after, on May 3rd, 2.5 months later, that no one ever came and no one tried to block him, when he's got a memo saying the opposite? I mean, he should be in deep trouble.
Well, right. I mean, that speaks to, of course, perjury and his own self-impeachment. You talk about impeachment of character, impeachment of facts. There it is. So
you can't believe a word out of his mouth now.
No, not at all. And he should know, especially as the law is very clear in 28 U.S.C. section 1361, I believe it is, where in his position, a person in his position has is required to act accordingly. There's another name for that law, and it escapes me now, but it does mandate.
Well, failure to report criminal activity you're aware of.
Right. But that by itself as well serves, as you pointed out, as obstruction of justice by Comey. So these two things, in addition to what you said earlier with Dr. Corsi and others, look, this is a fight. And we said this from the beginning, that the deep state is looking for a civil war.
Misprision of felony. Is that it?
Misprision of felony goes to 18 U.S.C. Section 4. 28 U.S.C. 1361 is action required by any U.S. official, any court official of the United
by
States.
By law, as officers of the court are under their oath, failure to execute their duty.
Exactly. And depending on how big they fail or how bigly they fail, it determines what the actual
damage.
So you cannot have, like I said, you can't have Comey dictating this, knowing that there's a problem, putting it in a drawer and saying, you know what, I'm just going to wait until the right time to bring this out. And that's what we see him doing. And then you've got, again, Charles Schumer on the House floor, Senate floor, talking about these ethics violations and violations of law, when in fact he is part and parcel to the very organization, the 501c3 American Oversight, that works for Obama and also tangentially for the Clintons to impeach, and I use that word not in the literal sense, but to impeach the credibility. And legitimacy of Donald Trump. But this is what we have here. And at the end of the day, you look at what Soros is doing and his other minions.
Total destabilization.
Absolutely, and it's kind of like the guy or the wife saying, "Hey, you know what? If I can't have my wife or my girlfriend,
I'm going to kill her.
My husband. That's right. No one's going to have her." And this is what we're seeing today because that's the mentality.
It's classic insane criminality. They're openly saying kill the president. They're saying kill you, me, everybody. They're running around foaming at the mouth, lying everywhere. They're saying the president did something with no proof. When they're the ones running the country down, running the stock market down, destabilizing it, getting away with all these crimes. And it's funny because the word is the Russia thing was going nowhere. It was made up. That's why Comey had gone to Congress and said, oh, no, nobody tried to stop me. Because they knew where this was going. They were just going to use it to try to control the president. The word is he's just been mad and said, no, my designates didn't recommend it. I did it. And you know what? It is about them not going after leaks. And it is about Russia because it's made up. And so that's what they can't stand is he's not scared. He's not hiding anything. He's totally pissed off. He didn't trust Comey. He taped him. Of course he did. And so they don't know what to do because Trump isn't intimidated and, quite frankly, gets off on this game of chicken. Trump is ready. He's going to run them over. He hasn't done any of this. That's why he goes out in public and he goes, trillions more in the stock market, hundreds of billions in jobs, restoring the country. Protecting police getting killed, taking care of veterans. You want that? I'm here. You want to go with the same scum? Go with them. Fine. Destroy me if you want to. I'm standing on this, and that's the end of it. And they don't know what to do.
Well, exactly. And the other part of this, the never Trumpers, and we have to really focus on the never Trumpers and the establishment Republicans, the Ryans, the McCain.
They're the fifth column.
Exactly. And you know something? I'm so tired of these snot-nosed, mealy-mouthed, spineless Republican conservatives.
Exactly. We wanted somebody to kill TPP, secure the border, put conservatives on. He's doing it all. And they sit around and bitch where the strong man stumbled when they're not in the arena. And that's why I back Trump when he's under attack more than ever. And I expect that if I'm going down.
Exactly. And if we are in a war, if we truly believe what we're saying that we're in a war, then let's act like it. Then let's do it. But legally, of course, you know, through the legal systems and through.
We need to have that attitude because they're all saying it's a war. In fact, let's start playing some clips. Let's play Dana Bash saying it's a war. The deep state's getting the revenge. Then we'll play Schumer. Then we'll play Black Ops Commander, CIA, you name it. Great Patriot. So many secret operations taking out the worst guys, saying it's a criminal element in the group, trying to bring down a patriot, America's under attack, and everybody better act accordingly on Fox Business. Schaefer's telling you, folks, the military's behind Trump. They know. This is a desperate situation against the scum of the earth. Here's Dana Bash.
This president has done, in his first 100-plus days, even before he came into office, is pick fights with the intelligence community.
You picked them!
And now the law enforcement community.
Oh, yeah, right.
Particularly the way, never mind that he fired James Comey, but the way in which he did it, not giving him the respect of actually telling him in person, or at least not having him find out from cable news. And so we know that this is, you know, they talk about the deep state. Well, these are communities that have a lot of loyalty within and know how to get back, even if you're the president of the United States.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to skip this one break today because the Republic is in so much trouble. It is also in such a positive position. We're like on a knife's edge either way. I mean, Dana Bash, now Trump's anti-police. This is the party that's given $500 million just from Soros alone to Black Lives Matter and other liberal groups like the Red Brigades and people that are literally saying kill cops and random white people. It's not even blacks doing it mainly. It's a bunch of white socialists and communists. They're the ones running around saying kill everybody. They're the ones that want the UN to run local police. And then they say Trump's the enemy of police. Everything that comes out of their fat mouths is a bona fide certified lie. Now let's go to Chuckie Schumer. Here's Schumer a couple months ago threatening the president 2 days before he gets inaugurated. We better watch his mouth, just like Brennan said, the Wahhabist. And then we're going to get to Schaefer. We're going to get to the clips we haven't played with a few Kucinich. Good liberals. I don't agree with some of their policies, but I respect them because they're always the same, telling the truth. Deep state is trying to destroy our president, who we elected. Here it is.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to
do. No, he's not.
What do you think the intelligence community would do?
These snakes don't get why Trump doesn't bow to them, why he doesn't care. He's doing the right thing. Let the chips fall where they may. That's why I said these tweets. I'm going to go all the way. I'm going to double down. I'm going to be strong. I need you to be strong. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm not going to stop. That's called commitment. And these cowards that all get around the little coward groups, Doug, they don't know what it's like to commit to something. They think they go with whatever the easiest road is. That creates North Korea or Venezuela. Stuff that Trump's doing created America. Get used to it. Donald Trump is an American. And all of us, no matter what color we are, if we understand doing the right thing and not being cowards, then we are unstoppable. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And again, it all comes down to identifying who our enemies are, and I think we've done that. I think the media, of course, is the mouthpiece of for the
enemy. And they call Trump evil for calling them the enemy. They're saying killing. They're saying he's the enemy. He goes, that's the enemy. And they go, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. Sorry.
Right. No, you're exactly right. And I think Donald Trump would be well advised, as Robert David Steele had indicated, to circumvent the media and speak directly to the people.
He needs to do at least twice a week a fireside chat.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, you know, all of these deep state or all of these selective leaks are coming from elements of the deep state within the circle within the White House, the Oval Office, or I shouldn't say the Oval Office, but the White House, the West Wing, and Congress. And again, the information I'm getting is the tingle in Chris Matthews' leg back from Obama has never been greater now that the deep state is utilizing the media to foment the passions of the people.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Matthews and Obama going, how's it going now that I've been gone? Well, they're waging war against America, trying to kill our stock market, trying to keep the VA in place, hurting the veterans, trying to keep their overthrow of local government, the attack on cops going, trying to keep funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda that Trump's destroying. And they sit there as our enemies, as the literal bane of our existence. And then they look at our champion and say it's his fault.
Exactly. You know, and Alex, we don't, as conservatives, as Christian conservatives, as pure moral, spiritual, and ethical people as conservatives, we don't fight like they fight. And I guess we are going to have to start. You know, Donald Trump fights according to the official rules of fighting. Of course, the minions of the deep state fight, you know, with street rules. And we have to change our tactics, or we do have the possibility of losing if we don't.
Well, that's what Corsi's basically saying to the audience, and I get it. Did we use the Ring of Mordor to defeat Mordor? I don't know what we do. I just can't. When you're out on the street and they walk up and say you're a Russian agent to your face, And then when you try to tell them, stand up, you know, say it again, they run off like cowards. It's like they're the ones serving the foreign powers. They're the ones screwing us over. I'm so sick of it.
Yeah, exactly. And in my view, anyway, just talking with the police I've talked to and with the investigators and the federal prosecutor, because that conversation was pretty long. What do you do at this point? What do we do collectively and individually? What's best to do? Well, number one, you have to identify the enemy we have. Number two, you have to fight at their level and certainly go after the weakest link here, and I believe the weakest link will be the establishment Republicans and the Never Trumpers to go after and
they're the traitors. We point out because we have the constituents, we have the people. Our people know where they're at. We understand. We just expose the Never Trumpers as the fifth column, aiding the Democrats and ruining America's recovery. We point out the stock market plunging and say it's your fault. You're a jerk. I've got other guests coming up, and I want to open the phones up. But, Doug, I want to keep you a little bit. If you have to go, it's fine. HagemReport.com. I want to keep you a little bit in the next hour to finish up. And then we've got Paul Joseph Watson and more coming up today. And I've got some other clips I want to play with Colonel Schaefer and also with Kucinich. Can you do a little bit into the next hour with us?
Yeah, sure. Be glad to.
Okay, great. Let me just briefly stop here for a moment because I could sit here and put on an act that I'm not angry. But I am angry. I mean, I'm pissed. These are evil people who really have it out to bankrupt us, make us poor. They attack Christians. They attack families. You just see what the globalists are up to. I wouldn't be risking my life fighting some boss hog corruption. I mean, I'd be speaking out against it, but I wouldn't be hair on fire, wild-eyed, if I didn't know the people we're up against run the gamut from devil worshipers, pedophiles, psychopaths. I mean, they're just the worst people on earth, okay? And I'm done. Everything they say is a lie. Everything they say is a fraud. And we're so honest, we're up here admitting we're thinking about dirty tricks. I mean, you know, that's how honest we are. And I'm not going to do it. There's a lot of people are desperate at this point. And it's just, I hope all the chicken necks and cowards out there that want some physical war, I hope you know how stupid you are trying to start a fight with everybody that knows how to actually fight. I mean, you're idiots. You are morons. I mean, I could take on 100 trendies, and I'm not even warrior class compared to the warrior class. I mean, you guys are so far removed from men, I don't even know what you call yourselves. Now, let's just stop right there. I need funding to prosecute a war. I, with your help and the crew, we have devastated the globalist. And we sell game-changing supplements, game-changing shirts, where you meet like-minded people. Game-changing, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds. High-quality non-fluoride toothpaste with colloidal silver and iodine. It's all there. InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And we've now launched Imrix Essentials. Now, we've got high-quality, naturally occurring zinc oxide that's not nanos, but doesn't go through your skin. The very best at a low-price sunscreen. We've got great deodorant that doesn't have the heavy metals in it or the aluminum. We've got organic mouthwash 10-to-1, the bottle costs the same as a bottle the same size that's diluted 10 times to 1. It's all amazing. It's a big national brand. Everybody probably recognizes the label other than the name Imrix Essentials because this great company, they just, in private labeling, they appreciate if you don't say their name because they're in stores for 20% less. We have no reviews yet, but the company itself has a lot. Obviously, it's been around 20 plus years. You can get 20% off retail, and then if you do auto ship, 25% off. That way you get it each month or every 2 months, 3 months. You can sign up for every one. Cancel anytime. Organic mouthwash. Organic bug repellent. Concentrated. Organic shampoo. Organic everything. And all of this is concentrated. Only the mouthwash is 10-to-1. And even at 10-to-1, it's super strong. So get ready. InfoWarsLife.com. A lot of specials. You get 45% off when you sign up for auto ship with a 20% off retail. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping on older $50 or more. And, of course, auto ship is normally 10% off all other items. InfoWarsStore.com, you are financing the second American Revolution. We salute you all. But Imrix Essentials, my middle name.
Thank you.
Not my idea, but whatever. It's fun. It's there. Thank you for making this possible. You are the InfoWar. Hour 3, straight up.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride Toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners.